When Washington made his famous crossing of the Delaware River on Christmas night, 1776, he was, of course, headed somewhere. That where was right here, and it's today's stop on the American countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Richard Patterson is the executive director of the Old Barracks Museum in Trenton, New Jersey. Many people have not heard of these barracks that sit adjacent to the state capitol building, but many people have heard of Washington's crossing of the Delaware, and it is that event that links the two in history.
When Washington crossed the Delaware on Christmas night of 1776, this is where he was heading. We're 9 miles south of where the crossing is. He came down in the early morning hours in a sleet storm and hit the outposts of Trenton exactly 1 mile in two different directions from where we're sitting, and then drove in the pickets at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then quickly surrounded the town and got the drop on the Hessians.
Washington's men had surrounded the town by 8 a.m. on the morning of December 26th. Contrary to some reports, the Hessians were not drunk when the skirmish took place.
They were not partying for Christmas. They were just exhausted. Every time another group of farmers turned up, there was another alarm, and they fell out. They had no idea that the Americans could mount an attack of that size. Battle lasted maybe an hour, hour and a half, and over 900 of them were captured, plus their cannons, their band of music, their colors, etc.
The famous crossing of the Delaware was just the beginning of Washington's success as 1776 turned to 1777.
It was Washington's first really major victory in the field, and it would start 10 days of victories that would have him actually reconquer all of New Jersey.
Washington knew that the success of his mission might not depend just on those victories against the British, but a victory against another killer. That story would change the mission of these barracks yet again. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Trenton, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCray.